Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, just re-signed with the New Orleans Saints safety and, of course, special team performer Ugo Amadi. Ugo, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon on Sports Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. One of the things you talked about in the presser that you had some options that you could have went somewhere else, but you decided to stay. What was the main decision to come back? Was it familiarity? You feel as though maybe you can get some more playing time? Everybody wants to play more, no matter, you know, and all these nickel and dime sets. We were talking to Willie Gay last night. I said, man, them corners and safeties are stealing time from you. And he laughed. He said, they sure are. So kind of tell us the kind of setup of you re-signing back with the Saints.
With me signing back with the Saints, a little bit of both of what you already mentioned, familiarity with the team and, you know, more playing time as well. You know, I thrived in this defense playing in college, this match defense, you know, and I felt like as a group, like this is the most talented group I've been with, you know, and like being part of a team who shut a team out to 0 points is unheard of in the NFL. You know, it's very, very hard to do, you know. So I wanted to come back. I know that we could have a lot of potential that we could tap into next season. I know that I don't want to leave without us doing that.
Ugo, one of the things, and you might have to refresh my memory. I know you returned punts and kicks in college at Oregon, but were you a special teams player there? That's question one. Secondly, you become a core special teams performer here, and I do a weekly television show, Bobby Hebert and I, and Rich Marty. Rich was an all-pro special teams performer back in the 1970s for the Saints, and one of the things he said is, what people don't realize is there's a certain technique in playing on special teams, and secondly, it's a lot of want to. And a lot of guys have not played on special teams. They get into the NFL, they might have played maybe a little bit as a freshman, but really not much from a high school standpoint or a little bit later in their college career. Refresh my memory, did you play a lot of special teams other than a return game at Oregon? And secondly, the technical part of playing on special teams.
Oh, yeah. So I've been playing special teams since high school. I was a returner. And when I got to college, I did returning, and I was a gunner, and I was on kickoff as well. So special teams has always been in my DNA. I just knew when I got to the league that it only helped out my resume even more. And, you know, all the coaches say, any team you go to, the more you can do, the more better off you are, you know. So I always, you know, took pride in special teams. Like you said, it's the want to, you know. And, you know, special teams, you got to think about it. You only get one play. You know, you may even lead the game with four plays on special teams, but you got to make those four plays count. So you got to be, when you're on special teams, you got to be very special.
One of the things in playing in the secondary now, and it's so important. I talked to Ryan Clark about this when we watch him now on ESPN, and Tyron, and everybody brings it up about the communication part, because there's so much sort of they want to be deceptive offensively. They want you to make a mistake, and then they feed upon that mistake. So there's a little bit of eye candy. The routes are the same, but they show it to you in a little bit different looks. Of how important it is to be a communicator in that secondary, because there's so much happening so quickly. You've got to be able to communicate back with another corner, another safety, to make sure that somebody's not running free downfield.
Yeah, you're right. Like I said earlier, you know, when I wanted to come back, one thing I left out is that the chemistry I had in this DB room. You know, when offenses are doing all these route concepts, I had a feel with Ty and Alante and Adebo, you know, when certain things happen, we knew how we were going to play certain routes or certain formations and how we were going to pass off routes and stuff like that, you know. And like those that type of communication is next level. That's not just basic football 101. That's just next level tapping in, you know. But communicating is very key, you know. And that's why when you see those deep passes over, the receivers are behind the defense, that means somebody ain't communicating something, you know. And I feel like last season we did a great job at that. We had 20-plus turnovers. So, you know, like we had an identity.
One of the things you do really well is you're a good open field tackler. And I like to see that in a defensive back, because in today's world, they got a lot of guys, it's almost like Ole moves. Okay, they'll go low and try to trip up somebody. But I see you've done a lot of work and take a lot of pride into being a good open field tackler.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I really appreciate that. You know, that's one of my college coaches always say when we're in college, like if you miss one tackle a game or you miss five tackles a season, you're All-American. If you're missing five-plus tackles each game, then, you know, you're just your average player. But if you're missing 10-plus tackles a game, you know, I'm going to put you at D-line. So we always took pride in tackling at all times, you know. And I always, like, even in walkthroughs, I was just harping on tackling, you know. And, like, even myself, if I ever to become a coach, I need my DBs to be able to drop a block and make a tackle on open field, because there's nothing like you missing that tackle. And I'll be honest with you guys, one of the hardest things to do in football is tackling. And that's what we practice least of, you know, because we're trying to save the bodies till Sunday, you know. So y'all give me that compliment, and I really take a huge amends to that, you know, because I really take pride in that.
Yeah, I saw that when you were at Oregon, and it's continued into the NFL. And I think it's really helped you out, too, on the special teams part, because most of the times on special teams, you're sort of one-on-one with the return man.
Exactly. Yeah, we're one-on-one with the return man. You're coming down full speed. You got to be able to break down and make those tackles on the fly, too. And coaches like to see how does the player react and when it's flying bullets, especially in going down as a gunner, you know, because most times you see in the NFL, their DBs playing, you know, the gunner. But now you're seeing some receivers doing it, too. So,
Ugo, kind of explain a little bit about this, going back a few years, your college recruitment. Because I know at one time, man, LSU, and you may have even been a verbal commitment there, and sort of what happened there, and how did, you know, you grew up in Tennessee, but how you ended up in Oregon. So kind of give everybody a little bit of a background on that particular part.
Oh, man, yeah, that was a crazy process, you know, about 8 years ago. That was about 8 years ago. I was already committed. I was committed at Ole Miss at the time, and I wanted to graduate early. So I was in the process of graduating high school early at this time. And by the time I graduated from high school, I called Ole Miss. I was like, hey, you know, I'm ready, you know, to enroll early. Can y'all send me the letter so I can sign and enroll early? But that wasn't their plan. They wanted me to come in summertime, and they didn't communicate that to me. So I ended up, you know, talking to my trainer, like, hey, man, like, I don't want to be at home all the way to January. I'm already graduated out of high school in January, so I didn't want to wait till June to go to a school, you know. So I was like, hey, can you start looking at other schools? Because, you know, I don't want to wait, you know, all this time. So he put the word out, and then a week later, Les Miles and John Chavis, the D corner at the time at LSU, they come to my high school, and then they come to my house that same day telling me, literally, word for word, you remind me of Ty and Matthew, you know, you could do all, you could play defense, you could do returner, you know, we want you to come to our school, we want you to come here, we offer you full scholarship, and they did that, And then it was time for me to commit. It was the day that LSU had their bowl game at in Nashville. It was crazy. Nashville, in Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, Liberty Bowl.
Notre Dame. Yeah, Liberty Bowl against Notre Dame. And then I committed that day, you know, over Tennessee, because Tennessee came back, you know, trying to get me. But I committed to LSU over Tennessee. And the day that I committed, John Chavis, the coordinator, he ended up leaving and getting a job with Texas A&M 48 hours later. And during that time when he left, I'm calling John Chavis. He's not answering his phone. Phone's going straight to voicemail. And me and my trainer were like, all right, man, now we got to get back to the drawing board, you know. So my trainer reaches out to this coach. He was like, hey, I got this four-star DB into your program. Are you willing to give him an offer or a visit? And then this text message was supposed to go to the Michigan when Jim Harbaugh was there, his assistant at the time. But that message went to Oregon and not to Michigan. How he got that Oregon number, I have no idea. It was the Oregon DB coach. To this day, I still don't know how. I still talk to my DB coach about that, too, about how I came there. But he's like, oh, I'm not together. He texts back literally. He says, oh, I'm not so-and-so, but I need DBs in this class. What's his name, you know? And then they sent all my transcripts and everything. And then I remember watching the Rose Bowl game when they played against FSU. That's when they beat them. And then they sent me a scholarship after that, and that's when I signed, and it was a sign of scene. Meanwhile, before I even signed to Oregon, John Chavis came back 48 hours later from Texas A&M. He hit me up on Twitter. It's like, hey, we still want you in my program. You know, want to offer you here at Texas A&M. They offered me at Texas A&M, but at this time, I'm 16, 17 years old. I'm like, man, now I can't trust you to be there. You know, that's when I started to realize, oh, coaches leave. And
exactly.
You know, with no attachments. You know, it's just business. That's when I started realizing it. And, you know, and I was really going to like, oh, man, like, it was a chaotic time for me. Cause I was like, oh, wow. Like, now where am I going to go to school, you know? So I ended up signing to Oregon with a sight unseen.
So you never went on a trip to Oregon?
Never went on a trip to Oregon. I just got on the plane and went there. And what's funny is one of my teammates who's with me, Kyle Phillips, this past season with the Saints, because we're from the same area. He's like, hey, Ugo, what's in high school? He's like, Ugo, Oregon's ever offer you. Would you commit to them? I was like, yeah, I would. That's the time I committed to Ole Miss, you know? So and I was trying to get a lot of guys to commit to Ole Miss. I was trying to get Kyle Phillips to commit. DK was trying to get DK Metcalf was trying to get me to commit to Ole Miss, so we would get some guys in that class.
Wow. Ugo, I just want to bring up, you know, the Saints. If you're looking at their roster, the biggest strength on the team, I think we would all agree, is probably the secondary. And I mean, if you're playing with those guys, you mentioned Tyrann Mathieu earlier as well. You're playing with those guys. We always talk about iron sharpens iron type of thing when you're going against great receivers. If you're a defensive back, but how much does playing with elite secondary players elevate your level when you're trying to make a roster?
Oh, man, it brings the best out of you, you know. And I feel like when I came here, like, this is my best camp I've had in my career, you know. When I was going against these guys, you know, trying to get a spot on the field, you know, when my opportunity came, I had to show what I had to do, you know, and show what I was capable of, you know. And that's going to be just like next year. Like, we have a lot of talent. That's why I want to be around the competition, because that's only going to make me better at the end of the day, you know. And, like, just having these guys, everything from corner to safety nickel, like, we're really loaded. And I've never been on a team like this. So I was like, oh, I need to be a part of something like this.
Ugo, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Again, congratulations on coming back. And I told the guys this story yesterday when it first broke. Every day at training camp, Bobby Hebert and I, we would look at our notes, and virtually every day you had made a play or two somewhere.
They had to learn your name, Ugo. They kept calling you Agent Zero. They had to find out your name because you were making so many great plays.
And so we had it every day. It was like, man, Mike, how you say his first name again? I was like, oh, it's Ugo. You got it, Bobby. It's okay. And he was like, okay. So every day, like when we look at our camp sort of lookout on players, your name was brought up every day. So I know you had a really good camp last season.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I'm sure the city will see Agent Zero out there again.
Thanks so much, Ugo. Appreciate it, buddy, and congratulations.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
All righty. Ugo Amadi, core special teams performer for the Saints. Also, he's played in the dime packages, nickel packages. He's found him a niche. But, man, Charlie, what a story. Coming out of high school, you know, you commit, and then all of a sudden it gets pulled, and then Chavis is going to get him to LSU, and then Chavis leaves, don't return a phone call, so the LSU gig is off, and miscommunication on where you sent the deal. So instead of him going to Michigan, he sent it to Oregon. He ends up at Oregon, never even took a visit.
That's incredible. But, Mike, I mean,
that's a wild ride.
It's like we mentioned when we reported on the signing yesterday. He's a very smart defensive player that can play multiple different positions, has some versatility. He's also a core special teams guy, as you mentioned. It's a really valuable piece.
Yeah, and I think more and more, Charlie, we're becoming a league of specialization. You know, the pass rush specialist, the third down back coming out the backfield, the third and fourth receiver, the blocking tight end, the catching tight end, and you know, all this nickel and dime stuff.
Carve out your spot.
And that the so when we were talking to Willie yesterday, I told him, man, them corners and safeties are stealing snaps from you. He said, you know it. He figured it out. That's just the way the NFL world is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.